Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, Kofi?
What up? What's good with you, blood? Big Steve.
Man, we made it 1 year.
Oh, man, on the annual year, buddy. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 year, huh? What's that mean, man? I guess some type of award or prize or what? What's that? What's going on?
What you mean, you? Why can't I get something?
I didn't say you didn't get nothing. I had something for you. But see, that's that selfish, that spirit. You got to get that spirit out your heart, man.
You would have said, what do you get? That was the first thing you said. You should have been like, man, we made it. That's cool. You like, nah, what do I get?
Don't call me out, blood. I didn't mean it. I thought that maybe if I had, you know, spurred that, you would be like, oh, yeah, man, I got you. But nah, you was like,
two credit side chickens to the Golden State Warriors. You guys, we'll get you a backstage pass to the Golden State Warriors. Playoff game.
I was going to get them. Well, you could do the playoff game. I was going to get you backstage pass to the after party. I got all you thoughts out there that's trying to get drafted. I might have something going on. You know, it's my boy Clay Thompson and them. And then Iguodala, you know, we used to. So, yeah, if any thoughts out there that's listening, if y'all want to try to get a backstage pass, call into the show. So,
well, you know, it seems apparently James Harden knows all about those thoughts. Oh,
yeah, man,
a new picture came up.
I seen a picture. Uh-huh. But you know what, though? My Nick, let me speak on that just real quick in the sense of when that happens, right? It's like the Wes Welker deal, right? Wes Welker. You know, I think it was after the Kentucky Derby when they was out there partying. A chick had posted a picture of him asleep and was like, I just effed Wes Welker. And I just want to say that when you do that as a woman, we're going to call you a woman, not a thought. Right now, we're just going to call
you
a woman. When you, when you do that and you post a man's sleep, okay, whether he's a celebrity, a professional player or not, when you post a man's sleep and you're next to him after things have went down, you're posting that pic, I want you to think about, what does that really mean about yourself? You would post this. You didn't ask permission to post the pic. Not that you're wrong. I ain't said you was wrong, because the man is in that position. But I mean, what does that mean though, really? When you posting that pic, and the man has no, you know, he has no defense. He has nothing. He's just there. Think about if that was flipped around, and the man had posted that pic. Maybe you were in a a position that, you know, that didn't look so becoming of yourself. Maybe the man, you know, posted a pic right next to your face or something, and maybe he, you know, it just didn't look all that becoming of you. What would that mean? Because what you're posting as a woman, that's insinuating something, and that's the attention that you're looking for. So I just, you know, I didn't say the chick was wrong for what she did. I'm just saying that when you post that and you put that out there, you're looking for a certain reaction. And that's fine if that's what you're looking for. But I think that when a man is asleep, or a woman is asleep for that matter, anybody's asleep, just like in any situation where there's a reasonable expectation of privacy, that should be, you know, expected or respected. What do you feel about
that? Oh, for her.
For anybody in that position, there's a reasonable expect. Just like Harden could have been, no matter if he was asleep, he could have been on the toilet taking a shit, right? There's a reasonable expectation of privacy when you're in a bedroom setting, bathroom setting, private setting. So that's all I. I'm not saying anything is right or wrong. I'm just trying to invoke a different pattern of thought for people. I know we're in a certain, you know, era in this world, but I just want people to think and maybe just take a quick second to step back and think about what you're posting, and is that advantageous to just you, or does it represent you and the person that you're taking the picture of, you guys' whole friendship?
Well, on a couple of things, on the privacy part, I'm always about that when it's in someone's home, motel.
That's good.
Anywhere where there's expectancy of what's in these walls, stay between these walls. Shit, we could even been in, I guess not in the car, but, you know, anywhere, let's say just a building, a room itself. And,
yeah.
You know, because it's just like what we said with that phone conversation between the Clippers then owner and that girl. Like, how do you just take someone's conversation on outside? And that's why I don't feel bad when you get any kind of backlash. And this girl, apparently, she's getting backlash as well. I guess she thought people were going to give her props, but it's like you said, now she's a thought. And, yeah, you are a thought because, you know, you not only did you get some, but you're taking a picture of dude sleep like you hot shit. You don't get props from sleeping with no NBA player.
Well, depending on the, depending on, you know, it just, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't get any props. But depending on the audience,
yeah,
you may or may not receive the attention you were looking for. And again, in this era that we're in, like, you know, we talk about, you might just get the attention you were looking for, whether you should have got it or not, right?
Right.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm trying to. But like you said, that makes you look like a thot at that point. You should not be like you. Right. You shouldn't be taking that picture.
Right.
But at the same time,
do I
understand why women do it? I do. But here's what I would like.
I don't understand. Can you tell me?
A men thing. No, but look at the majority of what happens. Men don't do that. Men should do that more. I feel like that would even up what's really going on. Two wrongs don't make a right, but at the same time, it might make you feel better. So I feel like this. A lot of what we're seeing is like you don't see that. Think about it. Right? You don't see I'm trying to think of single women that are out there living their life. Let me just that's hard to just fire off like single women who are out there. Okay, I got one. Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey probably, you know, has a good time sometimes. I'm just going to go out there and venture to say that she might have a good time. You don't see her doing that. You don't see dudes posting pics of her if they've been with her. I could come up with a better example. I just wanted to use an athlete. Another woman athlete that's big time. Past tense, right?
Who?
How about, I said past tense, but how about even Layla Ali? And she was in that era. Nothing ever leaked to her, you know, in bed with a dude. She sleep or turned up or drunk and the dude took a pic of her. We don't do that as men, like in general, not to say that it doesn't happen, but think about it on the flip-flop. That's not a man thing that we do. We may tell our boys, oh, yeah, man, I smashed or whatever. We oh, yeah, I hit such and such. Yeah, man, hey. But in general, there's not that pic in bed. Oh, look at such and such passed out, and I'm smiling in the picture. Because if it's a dude, that means, you know, you might have took that or you might have done something you shouldn't have. Right? Like generally, right?
Right.
So think about that flip-flop, how that would end up. You know? I'm at the bar. Me and Rihanna have some drinks. We have a good time. We go back to the crib. Whatever happens. And I take a pic of Rihanna passed out, wasted, whatever it may be, or just sleep. Say she's sober. But she's cuddled up in bed, and I'm a weirdo sitting next to her while she's passed out taking a pic. How does that look for me as a man? I look like a
creep. It always looks. Yeah, I was going to say, it always looks like you probably drugged her. You were like Shannon Sharp.
Regardless, hey, we got to get our facts right. Not Shannon Sharp.
Which one was it?
Shannon. Harper.
Oh, not Shannon Sharp. Ron Hart. Not Ron Harper. Which one was it? Who was it?
Shannon Sharp. He ain't did that. But look, we can't do that. We gonna keep it 100. But all I was trying to say, but in all seriousness, Big Z, but look at that. Like, flip it around for a minute. How does that look? We flip that around. The pick is taken, okay? And then the assumptions begin. Court of public opinion takes over, and it is what it is. If you're the dude and you do that, that's all bad. You know, you're violating this woman's privacy. But if you flip it around and you're a woman, regardless of your profession, doesn't matter what you do to me, if you dance on a pole or if you teach kids, whether it's Wes Welker, white dude, or James Harden, black dude, doesn't matter. We're not gonna do the race thing here. All the stipulations are the same. We're just going male to female here. It's not a good look. It's not okay when you flip it around. So what holds true for one should hold true for the other. And that's all I'm saying. PSA to people, we should not do that. I understand, though, the thrill of, you know, oh, I was a such and such, and, you know, he's a star, whatever. But even if that's the case, do you understand how you look? We're on this show. We're here to tell you. Does not matter if you slept with what you perceive to be a star or someone, whatever. If you get them to put a rock on your finger, if you get them to hand you a bag full of money, take a picture of that. But just because you slept with somebody one night and they happen to be sleeping after they're done with you, they've done what they wanted to do with you, you shouldn't be taking a pic of that and posting it. That makes you look bad.
No. Well, here's the worst part. The dude is, like, if you accomplish something where you slept with, like, some very dude that talked so much about how faithful he is, like an A.C. Green or something, you might get props. Because we'd be like, damn, either she got that whooping pill.
Because you busted, dude. That makes sense.
Right, you're right.
Right.
But James Harden,
you outed,
yeah.
You outed a hypocrite. And I'm all for outing hypocrites. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah.
That right there, the scenario, T.E., that's the best part. Because you always bring up a dynamic and you bring up a scenario that's different, that makes sense. And you're right. That qualifies. You just outed somebody who is a hypocrite, and so you put them out there on blast. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So that makes sense.
No. So it's on that, and then on with James Harden, it's like he's known to be out with women. He don't care if people see him with prostitutes or whatever, daywalkers, whatever they call nowadays. So he's the new Wilt Chamberlain pretty much, and he doesn't care. Like, that'd be like you bragging that you slept with Wilt Chamberlain. You know, it reminds me of this episode of In Living Color. I don't know how well you remember the show.
I'm tardy. I gotta be honest. I'm tardy on this situation right here. Is James Harden, he's that dude? He's that guy?
Every time he steps out, he's...
Okay, right. But he's not the average, even just NBA, getting all the, you know what I'm saying, smashing anyone he wants. He's that guy? He's like in that mode, right? Is that what you're saying? He's in that mode?
I can't say he is, but
I want to shower this dude with all kinds of praise and just, come on, man. Is he just give me a... I'm not asking you to lie. What I'm asking you to do is elaborate on the little bit of truth that you know. Go.
Is he that dude? I knew it was going to be another Wilt Chamberlain.
I knew he's dude. Okay, all right. Okay, so the conversation just changed. Go ahead. This is changed. Hell yeah.
He doesn't even really care because he's always seen out throwing money at women.
Hell yeah. Slam.
Bearded. Yeah, so you can't really brag on it. Like I said, this episode of Living Color was when Kim Wayans and the other black girl, Tanisha or whatever her name was, and they're walking down to, you know how they go to those memorial walls with veterans that passed away? And
right.
The people are like, look, they're going to get dead. So she's like, look, honey. She's like, oh, you made it. What's the wall for? You were in the Army? She said, no, I slept with Wilt Chamberlain. I'm on the list. And that's reminds me of when these girls take pictures. Like, they feel like they accomplished something by making this list.
And you know what? And let's not shame them. There's nothing wrong with that. Call it what it is. Don't take that pic and act like that's your man or that, you know, you guys are going to wake up in the morning and have mimosas and have breakfast. Just call it what it is. All I ask for is honesty. Just as a consumer.
Yeah.
Just as a consumer of this BS culture that we're in. But what I love is that there's a guy out there like Mr. Harden that's out there, and he's doing his thing, and there's no shame in his game, and he's reaping the benefits to take you back to a term from, you know, one of our great classic movies in our era. He's sowing his royal oats, if we may.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. So I feel like that's great. That's great. And if that's his agenda, we have nothing to talk about because I feel like this. Sounds like you're up on it. Like I said, I was tardy. You're up on it, so you know that that's what's going on. This girl here, all she wanted was her 15 seconds of fame, and she got it. And that's great. So it sounds like it's a win-win.
You know, I kind of think she wants to be that new. I think females are trying to be that new, what is it, superhead, but not be known as head.
There'll never
like,
be another Karen Stephens. There will never be another Karen Stephens, ever. Ever.
Why not?
You can give all the heads you want, okay, as a female. You can do that, right? But from what I gather, because, again, this is our era, right? Late 80s, early 90s, right? This is our era, right? So we can speak on this. As a man, I remember hearing about this girl in the beginning. I hear about her now. She keeps herself relevant. You can call her a whore. You can call her a thot. You can call her whatever you want to call her. But here's the reality. That girl possesses something a lot of men in the industry, very important dudes, have all lusted after and wanted. Okay? That's not something that every woman has. A lot of women have beauty. A lot of women have charisma, confidence. This girl had something different. Okay? Her name's Superhead.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of women give head. Obviously, I'm willing to speculate on this. She did something that was extraordinary, more than any other vixen, whatever you want to call them. And she has a story to tell. I'm no fan of snitching on any level, but at the same time, you've had that many relationships with a lot of the top dudes in the game. What they all keep coming back for? I want to know. I'm a dude. I want to know what is it about. And it's that intrigue to me that makes her something special. She could be whatever I said. She could be a thot. She could be a hoe. Whatever you want to call her, that's fine. But there's something there different from everybody else. And that's it for me.
Well,
there's something there. What is it?
What is it about being a super thought?
I don't know about a super thought. I'm saying, what is it about being Superhead? What does she have that these other girls don't have? What is it?
Nothing. She just put herself out there. Because the thing is,
I disagree. Plenty of girls put stuff out there. Okay.
Yeah, but once you get. But once she got to, like, the stars, and I'm sure she was open about.
Brody, think about this. Think about the top of the game. Just like if, let's go NBA. Who's the super head of the NBA? You never heard of him.
Who's the super head? No, who is that?
Who's the super head of the NBA?
I don't know.
Who's that girl? Because she's a rap game. Let's just keep it real. Not to say she hasn't been with NBA players. Not to say she hasn't been with actors and this and that. But let's just say, think about this. Who's second on that list? Superhead than who? Then who?
I don't
that
know.
Girl's name? Exactly, right?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So let's just, I mean, come on now. So let's
well, that's
let's
what just, I said. Well, no, I'm saying she Superhead put herself out there, and she probably was open about saying, "Hey, look, Shaq, when Kobe's in town, you tell him to call me. I'll do whatever he wants." And not on top of that, she was doing porn. I don't know if she did it before or after, but if you notice, like you and I talked about once before, it seems like athletes are going straight to porn stars now. You know, I don't know if it's because these porn stars got their own money and the dudes ain't work.
There's a lot of porn stars out there, man. A lot of porn stars. A lot of hoes. Not saying she isn't one. Not saying she is. I just want to know. Are all the women, think about it, man, all these video vics, all the girls have been rapped about in lyrics. Why is she the one? We've seen her on video. Nothing super special. She's not fucking Beyonce, okay? She's not any of these super beautiful women. What is it, though? But here's the deal. I said Beyonce. That was arbitrary. But she's been with Beyonce. Man,
She has?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mr. Jay-Z? Yeah, she has. Yeah, she has. Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. That's just one big name. Why is she that chick? What does she possess that makes her that chick?
Shit, I don't know.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Just a question. Just a question. She can come out with all these memoirs and all these different people that she's been with and this and that. Why is she able to do that? Where's number two? Where's the second chick at? Where? I mean, come on. We've been like that for a long time in this deal. There's always a copycat. There's always a number two.
Right.
Where's the number two? I ain't seen the number two. I ain't heard of the number two. There hasn't even been a number two mentioned. How is this chick where she's at? That intrigues me. That's interesting to me. How does she get there? How do all these dudes, these same dudes, mind you, top of the rap game, top of the whatever game, they've all been with her. They've been with her more than once. They passed her back and forth. Right?
Yeah.
What is the deal with that, E? All these girls in the world, right? All these girls who are taking pictures of dudes sleep. How
right.
is she the number one?
I don't know.
You don't see her? You don't. There's no video of her taking pictures of dudes sleep. She'll talk about it. She says who she's been with, this and that. No pictures, though. She ain't with that.
You know what?
Taking a pic of them.
You need to,
uh-huh.
as a man, you need to, she got to check herself. Yeah, get out. You got to go. You got to go. And I don't see nothing wrong with telling the girl you don't trust her, she got to leave.
Nah, some girls, though, you don't have to tell that. That you don't have to tell them you don't trust them, that they don't have to leave. They know better. They're just playing their position.
Well, the only girls you don't have to tell that to are the girls that feel that same way. But most girls, you got to give them some kind of signal or something. You got to be like, all right, what you got to do in the moment? I'm telling you.
Like I said, man, I'm tardy. I don't know much about much, but that was always something that was interesting to me. Like, man, this chick, she's been with all these different dudes. Top of the game.
Who?
Top. Jay, Wayne, numerous dudes, Nas, man, I'm talking top of the game. I ain't even never read her book, but I'm just talking about the alleged people she's been with and people who haven't denied it.
Uh-huh.
So, that's crazy to me. What did she
yeah.
ask? Now, her name is Superhead, right? But here's the thing. I flip it like this. We both two, you know, NBA stars, whatever it is. We rap stars, whatever. What is it that makes you, as a man, we both superstars, whatever it may be, our respective professions, that we both gonna be with this girl?
What would make you and I?
We both gotta know. What is it?
No, I don't. I don't.
What is it though?
I never.
Right. What is it?
I don't know.
What is it though?
I don't.
What is it though?
Look.
What is it?
Competition, maybe. I don't know, or maybe like you said, maybe there are just. Either that or just like you said.
Keep it out there, though. Competition. That's great. You're right. As men, we're always competitive. But think about it like this. But it's already out there. Everybody knows who she is, what type of chick she is, but they still.
Well, she roasted half of them dudes.
Want to be. Doesn't matter. They still were with her, didn't they? Weren't they? This was before they. Come on, man. We talk. Men talk. Everybody talk. Especially in that industry.
Yeah,
everybody
but
knew what it was.
See,
it wasn't like she snuck up on people. Everybody knew what it was. and they still wanted to be with her. A lot of these dudes got married, and they still carry on relationships with her.
Yeah.
What she got?
Well, look, I don't know, because we talked about this before. I said I never wanted to be second or third hand, you know, the caboose of a train. Like, if I knew a girl was getting tagged,
got,
I don't know. Nothing I want. I want hers.
I understand. But it's crazy, right? Isn't that crazy? And again, we got off topic, but I'm just tying that back into think about the chicks that take pictures of dudes while they're asleep, and that's their 15 minutes of fame. This chick, not only, she ain't take no pictures. She F'd these dudes. Her name is Superhead. She's been with some of the top people in any industry, right? No pictures, though.
Yeah.
None. So what does that make these chicks that just got hit and they take pictures of dudes when they're asleep and they have no idea? I mean,
say it again.
Are they the same girls, you think?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Same chicks.
Same chick. I don't know. Would you do it if you was in the NBA and she came at you?
Would I do what?
Superhead.
Oh, Superhead? I can't call that, man. It's all situational.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd be like, okay. You let the whole Clippers, half the Warriors, and three of the Kings.
Hold on a second. You didn't preface that. You didn't say anything about history. You didn't say knowing her.
No. I don't have to admit her history. We know who we is. You just said everyone knew who she was. I'm not talking about if you just met her and never heard of her. I'm talking about current state where everybody knew who she was.
What I want to try and see. So okay, yeah, I got you. So do I want to try and see, like, if it's for real?
What all the noise about,
What's the hype? Yeah, what's the hype? That's what you're asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't call it. Depends on, you know, what time of the day it is and, you know, how I'm thinking. But how about you? Yeah. You said no?
Yeah, she wouldn't be my go-to because I'd be busy looking
Your
for
go-to.
Me a thick
That's
head,
not what
bro.
The question was. That's not what the question was.
Okay, no, because I'd be busy trying to get at somebody else.
Okay. All right.
Like, if you told me they go Superhead, I'm like, the one everybody? No, I'm good. Because, see, even before she wrote the book, when there's a female, to me, that trifling that's willing. Well, because at that point, when there's a female to me that I know been with hella dudes and, like, bragging on it, even before the book came out, that's just, I don't want to know a girl hitting whole bunch of dudes. You know, like let's say you and I went out, and you'd be like, oh, man, she kind of, damn, that girl bad. I'm like, dude, she been with, and I just named about 10 of your teammates that you played football with. Would you think twice, or would you still know for a fact you going for it? Because somebody like me would be like, if you name my whole basketball team, I'm going to stop and be like,
If you just named the starting five, it would have been over.
Yeah, even if you named one, I'd be like, how long ago was it?
Right.
But if, but like,
no, but
she was like.
But that's what I'm saying, though. We know that. But what is it about that knowing for these dudes that made them still want a piece of that? You know what I'm saying? They might be sticking their dick in a hearse. But they still wanted to figure it out. What did she have that made them think, man, I know she was with such and such and such and such, still want to smash. What's that called? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. That's the intrigue for me. What is it, what is that you would still want to do that?
What does she got? What is it?
Well, she got a vagina.
Okay, all right. Good observation. Okay. What else?
A big, I don't know. What are you getting at?
Nah, you just finna stick dig something. What?
Well, I already said a vagina and a mouth, but.
Right. That's her nickname, Superhead.
Yeah.
You know, this is just, look, hypothetically speaking, okay? I pondered this before.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, what I think maybe it is. Do you think, I'm posing the formal question. Maybe, possibly, you think it may be something as simple as just she might just have some sunshine?
Some what?
Some sunshine.
What is that?
No. Did you just say what is that?
What?
Did you just say what is that?
I can't really understand what you're saying, that's why. I didn't hear you, so.
Sunshine is what I said.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
That's up for interpretation. But, you know. That's the thing, man. It's the world may never know. But isn't that crazy to think about? Like, this one chick, all these different dudes that we know about, guys that we're fans of, and their artwork, and they all have been a victim of. So then when we look back on this and think, well, wait a minute, a chick takes a picture. I almost wonder, do they know who she is? Because they're taking pictures of dudes while they're asleep, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder, is that what they're aspiring to be? Like, what is that? But I know what it is.
What?
That's their 15 seconds of fame. Right there. The one.
Yeah, but is that a good 15 seconds of fame?
I'm not here to judge, man. I don't, you know, who am I?
No, I'm asking you, is that a good 15 seconds of fame?
It depends on what your value system is. I don't know. Maybe. That might be for you. If that's what you was looking for and then you got it and you feel better, then maybe. But I'm not here to judge nobody. I'm just saying, like, I'm just here to, you know, I'm pondering why. Like, what do you, like, why is that? Maybe. That's the only thing I can gather. I mean, come on, man. You know what it is. Like, what else could it be? You take a picture of a dude like that. It's almost to be like, this is what I gathered. Like, it's almost like, check me out. I did this. Right?
Yeah.
Like anything else. Like, you know, you see these dudes, same thing. What's that, Instagram? That's what they did shit on. So, no different from the dude standing in front of the new whip, right? The new car. Like, what's he taking that picture for? He wants everybody to see him or her in front of a new car, whether it's his or not, insinuating, this is me. I got this new car, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's got to be close to the same thing, right?
It could be. If that's how you, legit, but I'm still not quite sure why someone would have put themselves out there like that.
You talking about the person that's taking the pic or the person that's in the pic?
Yeah. Taking the pic, because I'm sure the dudes, you know, One thing guys got to remember, especially as non-celebrity guys, is we got to remember the same shit that happened to them could happen to us, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I've had one-night stands. I haven't got so drunk where I let someone stay. And this
never
was also before cell
life.
Phone.
Never, ever, man. It's always been about love for me. Let's, go ahead.
Well, that's, wait, say what? What?
I said never, ever. It's always been about love with me, but you go ahead.
Okay, well, I've had them in California or whatever, let them go. But what I'm saying is, afterwards, I can tell you one thing. You've been around me. I've only drank blacked out twice, but even then, it wasn't like I was going home with the female. And
twice?
Also, this was before.
You said blacked out drunk twice. Now, is this from your own knowledge or what people told you?
No, this is, I know it's only been twice.
Hold on. How do you know?
Well, I know. I can count on both hands how many times I've drank past one or two drinks.
Well, that doesn't qualify.
Yes, it does. Well, blacked out is when you blacked out, right?
Yeah.
There was no one
who would quantify blacked out drunk with one or two drinks. Let's not do that.
No. You said, how do I know?
Yeah.
That I've only blacked out twice.
Right.
And I said, I can count on both hands how many times I drank more than two cups. Because, like you said, two cups ain't really nothing. For me, it's not much. I actually can go probably around 10 before I start fucking up. So what I'm saying is,
really?
The times that I can drink about, I'm talking about where I get fucked up. Like, I drank five before and still was a little woozy, but not enough to black out, right? Where I was, like, trying different ones or something. But when I drink that much to get drunk, I remember each time. I only did it on my birthday or New Year's, except that one time at your house. So I can, you know, since I was 21 on top of that, that's how I'm saying I can remember each time, because those were, besides the one time at your house, the only time I drank that much was either my birthday or New Year's. That's why I said I can remember. And I only know one other time I blacked out. And I was going to say, I think, you know, besides hanging out with you that one night, the first time I did it, that might have been the only time a girl could have caught me with the camera, the girl I was dating. But other than that, people got to remember, no girl would get anything from doing that to you or I, right? She can go on Instagram and put a picture of you and I asleep, and she would look worse. You know what I mean?
Right.
Be like, okay, so you grabbed some funky ass brother and slept with him. Okay,
right.
You just another hoe. But, for us to say, how could you let her do that? I'm like, well, I had my times when I got so drunk, bring a girl back to the home, and wasn't thinking twice about it. And you're drunk. You're not thinking of, hey, girl, grab your cell phone, get out, you know, if you're going to fall asleep on it, grab your cell phone,
put it
under the bed, because I don't want you taking pictures. So, it's one of the things where we just see it from the outside, so we're assuming, hey, man, you got to be careful. But in actuality, if we're in that same position, I've been so tired and drunk where I'm like, I still got to get it in. And shit, I damn near fell asleep having sex. So I can imagine right after you nut, you go straight to sleep, like immediately. You know what I mean? You fall asleep while you're nutting.
All right, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because dudes acted like they would know, like, as soon as she came in the room, you know, they've never been in that situation. Most of the people talking about what they would do, you don't see athletes on there that partied a lot saying, hey, man, I can't believe you let that girl slept, because they like, oh, shit, that could have been me.
Right.
But regular Joes who don't have to worry about that, like, oh, he should have done that. Yeah, you don't know what you would do.
That's true. I mean, You're all crazy, bud.
Yeah, but anyway, we winded down on the show, and we got, real quick, I'll go ahead. Do you watch any football, soccer, as they call it? Do you ever watch the World Cup, anything local?
I watch the World Cup, yeah. I watch the World Cup, yeah.
So are you going to watch the Women's World Cup this year?
I don't watch women's sports, man.
So
for
what about
college?
You watch women's?
I watch women's softball. Congratulations to the Florida Gators. 2 times, back-to-back national champions. I want to put that out there for y'all. That is the one sport I watch.
Look, dude.
It's
you can't
college
actually.
Softball. Well, you cut me off. I'm not finished. So I wanted to put that out there for the national champs. I wanted to say you girls did your thing. Congratulations, ladies, and you know, keep winning. So, Florida Gators, go Gators, yeah.
You can't accidentally turn on ESPN in the 7th inning talking about, oh shit, I watched my Gators win.
Come on, you already said you asked me what I asked.
You already said you don't watch women's sports.
Ain't nobody accidentally saying that. I said, but. Man, roll the tape back, what I just said. I said, but, I watch women's sports, but, college softball.
Don't watch women's college softball.
You ain't going to tell me what I watch, man. I told you that's what I watch. Come on now, man. I'm congratulating the Lady Gators for their back-to-back championships, man.
We talked about keeping it real.
I'm keeping it 100. It's 2 dudes you could call right now and ask before the show started what I had said about the Lady Gators. 2 dudes before that.
It's easy to say I watch.
I said what I said. You asked me, I answered the question.
Are you done?
You trying to discredit? No, I'm not done. You trying to discredit what I said?
No, I don't. I'm trying to figure out where you're going because
I'm not going anywhere. I answered the question you asked. And you trying to discredit what I said?
Look,
no.
You told me million times. Up until today, I should say.
Hold on.
How you say, hold on? You wanted me to talk, and then you don't want me to talk. Okay, go ahead.
I said, hold on. Many a times what?
Hold on what? You just told me to hold on. What you got to say?
Oh, I don't have anything to say. I said, hold on. Slow it up so we can hear it clearly. Go ahead.
You told me many times that you don't watch women's sports.
I said that. Just here like 2 minutes ago also.
You said that many times over the years. This was the first time today
that you said,
oh, wait, but I watched many times in the past as well.
Uh-huh.
Today was the first time that you said, oh, but I watched women's college softball. This was the first time. Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. I can't argue.
After we've talked about it,
I can't argue that. You're probably right.
And so, I don't remember you last year ever mentioning Go College Gators for the softball.
You don't remember it, or it didn't happen.
I don't recall. When people say recall, or when I say recall.
Right. You don't recall. That's fair. I'm not gonna.
But that doesn't mean I forgot. That doesn't mean I forgot.
I know what recall means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Oh,
yeah.
I understand. That's what I said.
And
I'm
so,
not going to argue that. Okay.
So, but I do know you never said you watched women's college softball. I do know that part.
Okay.
I do remember you telling me you watched college baseball. You were the only one that ever kept up with that I know of, that I know personally that watched baseball. And the only reason I say that is because I would I watch women's volleyball and college basketball.
Right.
Mostly with Sanford playing. That's usually when I watch it, but I can watch some other top teams.
Mm.
But, yeah.
So
now you're a college softball.
With that being said, okay, is that it?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, so you don't recall or remember me talking about women's college softball?
No, I don't. Don't recall it.
Okay, well, yeah, well, no problem. Well, yeah, so like I said, I want to give a shout-out to the Florida Gator women college softball team for, you know, back-to-back champions. You ladies did your thing. And so, yeah, I want to congratulate them. And if you don't now, you know. It's all good. So now you know, E. You know, we it's everything Gators, man. So you should know that much if you don't know anything. We're rooting for all the Gator teams, no matter if it's, you know, lacrosse or women's swimming. We're going go Gators across the board. So we'll just go ahead and put it out there like that. And so that way it will cover and encompass all Division I sports for the, you know, Florida Gators. How about that?
Anything Florida Gators?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep. Just like, you know, you said you watched Stanford women's volleyball. Know what you said? Yeah. So,
I said Stanford volleyball and basketball, but also,
basketball, right?
Also, the top teams in those sports.
Right.
Like I can't watch.
You follow it more.
I can't watch an unranked.
I just follow.
Yeah, but I also watch the rest of the games too. Though. I just can't watch like one. You know, like in college football, you might be able to watch a one-win team, depending on who the matchup is, in football. But it would be hard. In basketball, you can too, because every once in a while, like when it comes to rivals, those games are end up better than.
Luckily for me as a Gator fan, we don't have any one-win teams on any of our collegiate teams. So I'm lucky in that.
I know what y'all ain't going to have.
Huh.
Y'all ain't going to win no championship.
We just did tonight.
And football in the next 10 years.
Well, that's your opinion. But what we have.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
We won.
No. I don't want no past tense. I'm talking about.
What did Stanford win?
Hey.
Oh, they didn't win anything. They never won anything.
Hey. Yeah. We're talking about
we're talking about whatever it is that, you know, comes.
Okay, well, you go ahead and talk about it. When you're done, I'll talk about the future.
You made a comment, and I made a comment.
I wasn't done, though.
Maybe we won't win in football in the next 10 years. We'll get closer to Stanford will in the next 10 years. How about that?
It depends on what you feel. Do you get more victories for getting close?
No, it's already said. I just said. We'll win one in the next 10 years. How about that?
No, because if you don't win it.
Yeah, no comment. No.
I just said no. That is a comment, right?
Yeah, well, when Stanford wins their first
one, that is a comment.
Yeah,
huh?
Let me know when Stanford wins their first one, then we can talk about this.
Well, call me up in 8 years when y'all in the Final Four. Right, because that's where you assume y'all to be, and say, "Hey."
I thought we were talking about football. There's a Final Four in football.
Well, the playoff four, I guess. With the playoffs, I'll just say playoffs. I called it Final Four because it's only 14
years. Man, I'll say this. I really hope in 8 years. I hope that in 8 months there's not only four football teams in the college football playoff. But that's really.
You think they wait? Hey, wait! You think they will change it? I would love for them to add it to 8. But do you think? Here's my thing.
If you're a real college football fan, then you would know they're gonna change it. They've already said that. It's just a matter of time before that they do. But yeah, they're gonna change it to 8. So
they said this season coming up they'll change it to 8.
I said they're already gonna change it to 8. I said that's coming. They didn't say that for this coming season. No.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
It will happen, though. But that's not going to make a difference. I feel like this. I will say this, though. As an avid college football fan who, you know, knows about winning, I don't necessarily for next year, I don't think that we need that. I don't think we need it for next year. I think we need it for years to come. I think the landscape will change, but I don't think that we need it for next year. Not at all.
Well, I think, being a non-avid hardcore college football fan, I think that from what I'm hearing is more teams are going to start doing a championship game. Unlike, you know, who was it, the Big 12, that it was left between two different teams and stuff and it didn't really make sense. I think once teams start actually doing, you know, major conferences especially, finally switch over to a championship game, or even, you know, north and west or east and south, north and south, east and west or whatever, I think that would make an 18 college playoff a little better instead of teams saying, oh, we should have been there and such, because it would be like, hey, you either win the championship or you don't get in. You know, wouldn't that make it a little easier? Or make it less complaints, I should say. If they took if they took the team that won their conference, that would take more arguments away of who should have been there, right?
Well, yeah, but tough thing about that. Well, yeah, man. I mean, 1 year conference. Are you talking about, like, the Big Four conferences? Or are you talking about just, like, anybody that won their conference? Like, for instance, if you win the Big East in football, you think you should be in the national championship contention and be in a playoff spot? No.
Some of the things. Well, we have, if you go with majors, how many we got? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got 10, I think, and you can take 8 of those. Or would you take 4?
You said majors.
You got 10 FBS schools.
No. I'm talking about major conferences. Major conferences.
Well, look.
Look,
you got 10 of them, right?
No.
Okay. Division 1A, is FBS a major conference? Are those major conferences, right?
FBS isn't. That's a football. FBS has nothing to do with conference. We're talking about conferences. Big 10, Big 12, SEC, Pac-12. Right?
Yeah.
So,
I thought the Division 1A were all, whatever conferences in those were considered major. No, seriously, I thought technically they were considered major, even though SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, Big 10 were like the dominant ones, if that makes sense.
It's all about dominant. We're just talking about major. I mean, I'm just
okay. Well,
we know me and you. You're a Pac-12 guy. I'm an SEC guy. That's fine. But let's keep it real. You being a Pac-12 guy, I'm an SEC guy. Outside of our conferences, we knocked out 2. Who are the next 2?
We took out Big 12 and Big 10, or we said mentioned them.
I just said Pac-12. SEC,
yeah.
I'm trying to give you, even though I shouldn't do this, yeah, Big 12 and Big 10, right? So that's the Big Four. I mean, well, who else is there?
You can give the independents, you know, because Notre Dame always seems to be in there.
I mean, we can.
Whenever they have, like.
We can guess and play games or whatever. We're talking about conferences, not one team.
Right.
Conferences. Real football conferences. Right? Is that what we're talking about here or what? I mean, even with the four that we talked about, I mean, that could be debated too. So, but we'll leave that alone for now. But let's just do real conferences. Come on now. Who else is there? ACC? We're going to put them in there?
Why not?
Year to year, we could. It could revolve. But if the ACC is up, then usually that means either the Big 12 or the Big 10 or the SEC or the Pac-12 is down. Either way, you never have.
No. Wait, you saying if the ACC is up, the other conferences are down? Or do you mean if there's...
No, hold on. What I said was if the ACC is up, meaning...
What do you mean?
On an oddball year, Virginia Tech's doing great. Clemson may be doing great. North Carolina.
Florida State, Miami.
If they're not on probation, maybe.
Florida State.
We're looking at, yeah, Florida State. If they happen to be in
Miami.
Then that means, that, yeah, I know who's in the ACC. Thanks. If they happen to be on
top.
Then that means one of the other big fucking four is on the bottom. That means that there's one that's probably underachieving in recent history. Case in point, the Big Ten this year. There were better teams in the ACC than there was the Big Ten this year. So, most years, not every
well,
year.
Well,
there's always.
I don't know because you had
years.
Ohio State. You had
most
Ohio
years,
State.
Yeah, they're the champs. Most years.
Michigan State.
Most.
Okay. Well, you said
yeah,
I was just
two.
Going off last year. And
yeah,
Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And that was this past season, the season you were talking
what
about.
Happened to, what happened to Wisconsin?
Well, they were 7-1.
What happened to Wisconsin?
Okay. Well,
hey. Ohio State.
The champions, they lost.
They got beat 49-0. In a minute.
Hey. Well, you know what? That's perfect timing. Don't want to hold you up. But,
so,
yeah, man.
Like I said, though, every other year, there's only going to be four conferences usually, correct? No.
I think things will change. I don't know where it's going to be.
But what are you talking about?
In the past.
And listen, what do we have to go off of? What usually would predict the future? Past history or something else?
Say that again.
What would generally predict the future? Past history or something else? The answer is A. Okay? Past history.
Okay.
I'm just saying, from what you know, okay? You being from the conferences you like and whatever. In any given year that we know about, right, since we've started, how many times has there been more than four good conferences? That's all I'm saying. Four conferences that had three, four teams that were really good teams. That's all I'm saying, man.
Okay.
You'll get an outlier. You'll get a Boise State that's out of whatever every random year. But I'm just saying, like, think about when you can remember that there was, you know, outside of the Big Four. That's all I'm saying. Who are they?
Outside of Big Four? I don't know.
I'm saying the Big Four can change. We just said that. It could be the ACC one year with the rest.
Right.
It could be, you know, it could be, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, generally, we got four conferences that are the major guys, right? We can agree on that,
right,
or no?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm getting at. Like, I feel like, you know, when it comes to the playoff deal, like, we can, you know, we can do the whole deal, but I feel like in general, most years it'll be those big, you know, out the Big Four, and that can change to five, I guess, maybe five and a half. But while we're on that, I got to ask you this. Do you think the team should have to declare a conference? Do you think you should be independent?
I don't know why teams are independent. You know, besides the fact they don't want to join the conference.
Right.
And I would say, at this moment, I would say they don't have to. And the reason why is because that year Notre Dame went to the championship, 2012.
Right.
At the time, they were beating ranked teams. And remember, you and I talked about it. Now, people said, I don't care, those teams ended up weak. But I said at the time they were beating them, they were like top 15 teams. So that
You're
was
right. we
couldn't blame
right.
Notre Dame. Yeah, we should have blamed the people who ranked those teams. So if
and we
a
just
team
those teams that they beat for losing because they were really
good,
right? Beat them. You can't take that away.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I would say it's okay for those because it's Army and Navy. Like nobody really cares, or Air Force. And no one really cares about them two being independent, really. No one even really cares
right.
BYU is independent. It's really Notre Dame because the majority of the world hates Notre Dame like they hated Christian Leitner. But I don't have a problem with Notre Dame being top ranked if they do what they
Hold
did.
On.
What?
Hold on. Did you just say Christian Leitner was hated?
Well, they had a show called I Hate Christian Leitner. That's pretty deep.
I'm just
so, I wouldn't be surprised if 30-30 came out with a part two, I Hate Notre Dame. Like, it's that serious. But,
you know what?
Stop talking.
Hey, we put it out there right now. Don't try to, we're trademarking that shit. Don't try to do that. We're putting it out there right now. No, E. You doing them blown? Jump the effing gun, man! Listen, I'm trying to do. We hate Notre Dame. Don't do that because we're already on that. I got guys shooting. We got our film crew going already. Don't even try to. We will sue your ass. So don't even try it. All right, go ahead, E.
But yeah, like if they, I don't mind any team being top ranked, whatever eight or even making the playoffs. If Notre Dame goes to now that we got playoffs. We wouldn't have to worry about what Notre Dame did. We'd be upset because they wasted a playoff spot.
Playoffs?
They just trying to win a game. But I would say they can stay independent or any team can go independent if they go that same route to get to the Final Four or, you know, the Playoff Four. If they beat six or seven ranked top 15 teams, then I'm like, well, shit, like you said, blame the players. Or the teams that they beat, or I'd be blaming the committee for making those teams that highly ranked because, you know, Notre Dame was really on the high. That's all it was. You know, when you're on a move, you can do that, but then all of a sudden you come crashing to reality like the Warriors will against the Cavs.
Listen, it's funny how you
That's a smooth transition right there. That's a smooth transition.
That was,
that's what that was.
All right, I'm not gonna. Okay, all right, man. I'm not.
So,
okay.
You're not willing to what?
Nothing. I'm not gonna argue that. Let's just let it be known, though, for the viewership and you know whoever may be listening that we do have a small wager, just whatever you want to call it. We don't have to go into the specifics, but. Let's just let it be known that this man does have the Cavs in five, right?
Six.
Yeah, and I have the Warriors in six. So we'll just put that out there.
Now, is there a reason you're giving them six? Is there a reason you're giving the cast two games and why they couldn't win two more?
You know what? The only reason that I'm not making it a five-game sweep is because of LeBron. If they didn't have LeBron and if LeBron wasn't on the team, I'm willing to give up two games because of LeBron. If they didn't have LeBron, it would be a five-game sweep. They might get one. That's it. And that's the only reason. And that's all I have to say about it.
All right. Well, I told you what I'm giving. I was going to go a four-game sweep. But then I said, no, hell no. I know the Warriors are going to get one at home. And I gave one, as you and I talked off air about how you said that you agreed that the NBA don't really want a sweep or anything close to a sweep. So I said, all right, I'll get one for the conspiracy theory. And then they'll win the sixth game.
You counted for the that's pretty good on your part, but I'll say this. You're a basketball guy, you're a player, you played at a highly competitive level. You know, if a team is going to get smoked and a team's going to get beat and you're out there and you're stomping a team, it has nothing to do at that point with what the fans want, the public wants, networks want. If a team's going to get beat down, they're going to get beat down. So that's just what I'll say. I know that we both feel the same, though, that, don't get it twitted. If it's anywhere close, they want to stretch that thing out as much as they can. I mean, money. We know that much. We've known that. I mean,
right.
Given. But I feel like with both these teams, if there's a chance that somebody's going to get blown out, then they're just going to get blown out, and that's it. Let me ask you this, though. Who's going to be the MVP of the series?
And that depends on who wins. So if the Cavs win, I'm going with LeBron. If the Warriors win,
that was a sucker statement.
No, because you can't say because they don't. As long as I've been watching basketball, an MVP is not given to the losing team. And since we just said who's going to win or who we have winning, you have Warriors, I have Cavs. So obviously, I'm going to say LeBron, but. Okay.
Hey, you're right. Let me rephrase it. In your mind, not with the NBA things, and you're right about what you said. You're right. The losing team ain't going to have an MVP. So you're right. Let me rephrase it. Who do you think is going to be the MVP of that series, regardless of winning team?
I would have LeBron. Because LeBron's going to come in.
Well, hell, that's crazy, man. Damn.
Well, LeBron, like you said it, announcers said it, Warrior fans say it, LeBron haters say it. LeBron has the weaker team, but I guess in a sense you can actually say weaker team, you know. LeBron's team isn't as good as the Cavs, so
he doesn't have a weaker team. I disagree. You've debunked that off air. Come on now, we're not going to do that.
Well, weaker doesn't mean weak. Like if the Warriors are a 10 and LeBron's a 9, isn't that weaker? Even weaker just sounds horrible. But in this statement, it doesn't mean like Cavs are A plus or Warriors are A plus and the Cavs are a D. I'm just saying apparently Cavs are team is not as good as the Warriors is what people say. I already told you I don't agree with that.
Right.
I think they're equal enough. I do say, but see, my thing is the Warriors and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, they go on great runs. But I think that if you stop the run by actually guarding them, instead of leaving them open for threes. Now, this is the one thing teams got to do in the, well, Cavs, this is the last round. You can't have those dumb turnovers, and you can't shoot and no one get back, because the Rockets have a bad habit of not getting back on defense. And the only reason, you know, and these games were close. We talked about it. They won one. So 4 out of 5 games were close. And I already said the Rockets have bad defense. So I'm just saying that if the Cavs can do just what the Rockets do with less turnovers and actually get back on defense, they have a chance of winning.
Right. Right. Yeah. Damn, I hope I'm right. That's the only thing. But you make some valid points. That's what's effed up. I'm just hoping that I'm right and you're not.
Well, why do you think the Warriors win? Just because they got the better team or what?
Well, yeah, that would be the quickest, simplest answer. But then, too, like my end-all answer, like I told you off air, but I'll say it now, they play in the Western Conference. And it's as simple as that. Better competition, and really, that's just it. I know that.
Well, here's the thing. Well, how about this? Let's go back to '96.
No.
When the West. Okay. Okay. Never mind.
Come on, man.
Well, yeah. So we got 50 on it. And.
Push-ups or dollars?
Dollars. Because I don't really think you can do push-ups, so we'll do dollars.
I can't, but I'll just make sure. But hold on a second. Look, I cut you because we don't do the 90s thing, but here's the deal. I cut you off. I apologize. I want to hear what you had to say, if you're willing to continue. Because now,
I was gonna say,
I need to know.
Well, okay, so in 96, allegedly, it was the same setup. Well, because I haven't really thought about it. I haven't broken down enough. But the Western Conference was just as good as it was today, and the East was not as good.
Is it bad as it was today, though?
Well, here's the thing. The Cavs, if people don't think, listen, the Cavs don't have a great team, right?
Okay.
And
wait a minute.
East is.
What are you talking about? To say they don't have a great team, no, we're not going to do that. They do have a great team, obviously.
Oh, they have a great team. Okay. Well, when I think of great team, I think of teams that you can put in a conversation of like top 10 all time or somewhere around there.
Okay.
They got a very good team.
No, they don't. Okay.
That's like the Bulls 76 when they went. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that makes sense. You're right. They're not a great team in that respect. Okay, can I ask this though? Would you say the Warriors are a great team in that same?
Man,
if you're putting them up against that same competition.
You know what? We'll find out. Against this final. And the reason why I say that,
no,
well, here, let me explain. Let me tell you why I'm not a politician. Let me tell you why I'm not a politician. Okay, look, then I'm going to say no. And I'll tell you why, since you don't want me to say. Because before the finals, obviously, up to this point, the Warriors against the Spurs, who I thought was a better team this year, fortunately lost the Clippers and the Cavs. They were 1-2 against the Spurs, 1-1 against the Cavs, and that one win they got was when LeBron didn't play.
Okay.
So if they lose again to the Cavs, I would say, well, they weren't better than the Cavs if they lose. But if they sweep them, then I'll be like, well, shit, they damn it, I guess they were that good. Their record right now is definitely showing it, but they weren't. They swept the Rockets, right? But who? I didn't think the.
You twisted this, bro. You totally flipped that, and you totally. Come on, bro. You totally flipped that around, and now I don't even have any type of rebuttal because you just gave me a lose-lose situation there, man. If they were, then they were that great. If they weren't, well, then it's just like I said. Come on, E. Seriously.
Well, I don't know. What are you trying to say?
What do you mean? What I'm trying to say? You didn't leave no out there, bro. You just basically covered all your bases. You pulled a Skip Bayless right there. You put in a.
Well, if that's how you feel.
No,
because right now, if I don't think they beat the best two teams, I don't. You know, if you go 1-2 against the Spurs.
What were the best two teams?
I said the Spurs and the Cavs. Yep, I said it.
Spurs, did they have the best records?
The top three? No.
No, I just asked if they had the best two records, East and West.
No.
Then they weren't the best.
I don't know.
Then they weren't the best.
Okay,
team.
Well.
We go off a record in the NBA. Just like everything
else. Well, that's
else,
fine if you do that. That's fine.
You weren't the best team. It ain't about public opinion. If you didn't win the games, then you're not the best. Straight like
that. Well, isn't that personal opinion, too?
Personal opinion can be what it is, but the records are what they say they are. The rest is
okay, so your record, if your record is better than any.
The numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. Your record is what it says it is. That's across the board. I don't care what you're talking about. The numbers don't lie.
Well, see, because my thing is, if they're one win apart, that doesn't make you better. It's just one win.
It does. That's,
no, to me it doesn't.
Listen, it's not about to you. That's the format. That's the format that we have. We can't just, when it's convenient for us, throw out what the format is and decide that, okay, well, wait a minute. You know,
look.
What do we decide? Who's the best? That's what it is. It's record. Now, me and you may know different. We may know what we see, but it goes both ways, bro. You can't have it both ways either. So, that's what it is, right? Like we can't just be like, okay, well, this team had a better record, but we know this team's better. No, you finish with the best record.
Look,
you are the best team until proven.
Out of 82 teams. Out of 82 games, if you got one more win, that's fine. But to me, that one more win don't make you better. That's my opinion.
No, I understand about your opinion, and you're entitled to that. But the metric that we use about who's the best team is wins. That's what we use every year, NBA, baseball, football, all of that, Bo. Whoever wins more games is the champion. Whoever wins the last game is the champion. So we can't change that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we're not talking about champions, though.
No, we're talking about best team. The same metric.
We said the Warriors were better.
The best record. We're not talking about the players.
You said the best team. I didn't. Look.
What's the metric of the best team?
Cold feet. I didn't debate the best team. You said the top two teams. I was debating the second team.
What?
I didn't say the Warriors weren't the best team. Yeah, because you said the top two, didn't you?
Well, no. You just said that. No. Okay, never mind. No, I was talking about the best team. And then you just said.
Oh, I heard you say top two. I heard you say top two.
One game doesn't make a difference. That's all.
Well, because you said top.
Well,
you said
top two.
The top two was, Golden State was one, and Houston and the Clippers were tied for second.
Out of most wins throughout the league, right?
In the West.
No, I'm talking about the league, though.
Oh, the top two was the Atlanta Hawks.
There you go.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. I'm saying, like, I don't – And I gave them, actually, they played great during the season. They played good. They played very well during the season. Like,
rewind the tape, though. Rewind the tape. That's all I got to say. Rewind the tape. We talked about this when it was fresh. Rewind the tape. We talked about this, and you was woofing it. Oh, Atlanta's legit, and this and that. And I was very adamant about that. No, they weren't. They were a regular season team, and then look what came to fruition.
Okay. Hey, Coach. All right, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Now, they did have two key injuries to their team. Despite what you think about Cephalosha.
Are you going to say that about Cleveland if they lose?
No, listen. Let me finish. Wait. Let me finish. So, because I know if Klay Thompson don't play, there's going to be some problems, but he's playing. So, anyway. Warriors were hot. Atlanta was hot. They lost Cephalosha. They lost Korver. And then the other main dude, that was Carroll, was hurt. That's three main pieces, right? Now,
I don't know.
Now, they were hot. And then they lost to Cleveland in the NBA Finals, in the Western Finals, right? So, this is why I said the Warriors might get hit. I said this right when we stopped talking about college football, because I said, look, Warriors are hot. But if they lose to Cavs, will they be just what you just said about Atlanta? Or will they just, they lost to the better team? Or will they be what I said?
No, it's not about what they said about Atlanta. Atlanta didn't make it to the finals. So, no, it can't be that.
So you're just giving them the finals. But if they lose to the same team, fuck it.
If you were the number one seed in your conference and you didn't make it, or if you were the number one seed in your conference and you did make it and you lost, then we would know what it is. The number one seed in the East didn't even make it to the finals. That's my point.
But they made it to the NBA Finals and lost to the Cavs, right?
They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, not the NBA Finals, the Eastern Conference Finals, and they got swept by the Cavs.
And they barely
made it there.
Well, they barely had a lot of injuries to go through, too. But
not a game of excuses.
But I didn't say they should have. I didn't say they would win. I didn't say they would win with all those healthy people. I'm just saying they still made it to the Eastern Finals. Now, if the Warriors lose to the Cavs, I would think of it as the same way Atlanta lost in the final, in the Eastern Finals. Now,
and that's fine.
Because
that's fine. There's no problem with you. I don't think that's wrong thinking.
Okay, that's
it.
I
think that that's fine for you to think that. In the same way that Atlanta lost? Sure. Is that the metric? If they lose the season,
because I was actually saying that I don't think the record determines how good you are or if you're better than the next. You were saying, by the metrics, by the record, they're the better team, and that's how we threw in Atlanta. I was like, well, Atlanta was the second-place team, and I don't think they were better than than three or four other teams in the playoffs.
Well, right, but it still holds true. The metric is still the same. The team with the better record, though, that they didn't win. So they weren't the better team. But either, when you're looking at it...
That's what I was saying. I don't think the better record made the better team.
That's after the fact, and we know that now. But all I'm trying to say is that's what we have going in. I mean, that's how we base it,
Who does that? Who?
That's everybody. That's our seeding. That's why you get a number one seed, because you were the best team. You had the best record. That's for every conference in any kind of major sports. What do you mean?
Well, when it comes to seeding, yes.
Just because that number one team loses. Okay.
When it comes to seeding, yeah, we'd say, okay, that team had a better record. But that's people, not everyone would say that team was better because then you go through shit
agreed,
like.
Right, agreed on that. Agreed on that, obviously. Agreed on that, yeah.
That's what I've been saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, we can agree on that. However, when I brought up Atlanta in the record, though, when we talked about it before, rewind the tape, and Johnny 408 was on there too, rewind the tape, you talking about Atlanta was the best team in the Eastern Conference.
They were. Just because, but you didn't.
Why? Why?
Right, because they were playing. They were in sync, and they were hot when they were doing that. Remember, that was when the Cavs were going through all kind of other stuff, when they couldn't figure out, you know, Love wasn't happy. Tristan was playing like ass at one point. They were going through some shit, remember? Because if the Cavs had started the season the way they...
It's just interesting to hear about it now, because it's like the Atlanta didn't have the best player in the Eastern Conference. They didn't have the second best player in the Eastern Conference. They didn't have the third best player in the Eastern Conference.
Well, you know what?
Player in the Eastern Conference.
The Pistons won the NBA championship with the same way. But here's the thing. I don't know if football is different, but sometimes it comes down to just the team. We said the team. Just like when people talk about the Pistons winning that championship. More people were talking about the team versus the individuals on that team. They was like, that was
a
good
team. But even with that team, they had great players. They didn't have
they had great players?
Superstar, but they had a bunch of great players. They didn't have a quote-unquote
superstar,
but they had great players.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, they had a good team because after that, those people turned into, you know, another good player in the league, or just okay. I mean, right? Like, we didn't care about the Pistons before that year. No one cared about them after. You're like, okay, Ben Wallace, what do people say? Oh, he wears a headband on his bicep.
I'll
That's
this.
What people think about with Ben Wallace. Besides the fact Kobe
this.
Dunked on him.
I'll say
took
this.
Him back
I
to
still feel like I
what's
got
love got to do with
about that series, bro. I feel like I got bugged in the gut. And I'll still say that about that.
I don't know which one's worse, that loss.
Which one? One of the losses you think was worse?
The one where Paul Pierce came back with that fake-ass injury.
That motherfucking piece of shit. Oh, listen to me. I didn't lost.
And that was against Boston. So I don't know which one was worse.
Why would you bring that up? That mother. Paul Pierce kissed my ass. You know what? I got to say, that pissed me off, too. Actually, that pissed me off more. So, yeah, you might be right. Paul Pierce, that shit he pulled, that fake-ass shit he pulled, yeah, man. I might say that might, wow. You just brought that up, and I have a real something to consider now. Like, what is worse? Getting punched in the gut and thinking that you're going to totally just get down and what was that? Was that another three-peat for us there? A four-peat? What was that going to be?
Yeah, that would have been a three. That would have been a four-peat. Yep.
Yes, I was going to say. Okay, and getting punched in the stomach and
after all Kobe
went
through.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, or that motherfucking Paul Pierce, pulling that wheelchair shit. Wow, why would you bring that up?
Yeah.
I forgot for a minute. I had almost let him off the hook, but now I don't.
Well, you know, that's a good way to end the show. We are done. And
right.
Are we getting on? Are we still playing college football, or are you ducking for the night?
I'm not even home, but listen, you need to practice some before you get back on college football. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, when you step up your dominoes and spades game, holla!
All right, holla, DC.